Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
You've heard about the English tourist, still in a critical condition this morning. This is after an assault in Dublin city centre just yesterday. And we've talked a lot about these incidents over the past 18 months. Not so much, though, in recent time. And this latest incident brings that question back up again. Do you feel safe in Dublin city centre? 1800 453106 is the number. Carl is with me on the line today. Carl, you're from Dublin. Do you feel safe in our capital city?
I'd feel safe in so much as I only go into the city centre for choice reasons, going to a choice location, and I probably would be a little wary of where I'd go when I go in an evening or if I'm there late at night. I probably wouldn't walk through certain places late at night, but I know Dublin. I've lived here for a long time, so that's just street sense. I think if you're a tourist or you're a newcomer to the city, you won't know that. You know, I think, would I say I feel safe, like what's happened for that tourist? It's an isolated incident in the main, it's high profile, but if you say, would you feel safe in Dublin city centre, that tourist couldn't have been in a more safe place. Temple Bar Square, it's got to be so police, CCTV, crowded generally. So it can happen anywhere, you know.
Look, and that's true. And you know, we don't want to, I suppose, exaggerate or over-exaggerate the extent of, these incidents. And what happened in this case is terrible, and it's absolutely shocking. And, you know, it should never have happened. But I suppose in a general sense, I wonder, do people still feel safe or feel safe at all in Dublin? Because there has been a lot of discussion around this in the last 18 months and calls for more guards. And, I notice it even myself in and around Temple Bar or Dublin City Centre. I feel that you do see more guards out and about, like not all the time, but I definitely would have thought there'd been an increased presence. So you, in the main though, Carl, you feel safe in Dublin, but
I feel safe because I feel I'd be sensible in what I do, but that doesn't mean I'd say everywhere in the city would feel safe. You know, just places that you'd feel a little exposed, let's say, if not intimidated. And look, we all know there's a lot of focus put on the source of where a lot of this trouble can come from, and it's, you know, it can be younger teenagers hanging about in the city centre. That's a problem. And that's there's a whole raft of reasons that contribute to that. You know, and, you know, the composition of our city centre has changed. So I think that's driving. We're in a transition. You know, it's a very different city centre. Less people in there for today, day-to-day working. Less traffic on some streets, quiet streets. Less. Look, some areas are very busy, some aren't. It's as simple as that. Mm. But I suppose you get that in many cities, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever had any, you know, negative or dangerous experiences yourself, Carl?
No, not in recent times. Mm. And if I had a hint of it anywhere near me, I'd be making a sharp exit. Yeah.
You know, like, I suppose it's the imagery of this, though, isn't it? You know, where you have, like, and look, I know it can happen anywhere to anyone at any time, and that's the shocking reality of it. But when it's a tourist, I suppose, that's the victim of something like this, there's no question it generates national and international headlines.
Of course it will, and they'll tell all of their friends what's happened to them when they've come to Dublin. So, you know, that makes people then feel a little concerned and scared. And you know, we've had that more recently in the last couple of weeks with, you know, members of our Indian or other foreign communities, and they'll all feel that bit of fear and, you know, trepidation. And, you know, it's completely understandable. It's like if you hear your friend has gone to Barcelona and got mugged down a side street, but not just mugged, got physically beaten up, that would be horrendous. And, you know, that would make the local news here for sure. Yeah, absolutely would. We always hear of those events when they happen to compatriots abroad, you know.
Jimmy's with us on the line as well, Carl. Jimmy, you're from Limerick. What was your experience in Dublin recently?
Yeah, we got off of the train. We came from Limerick and straight onto the Lewis. And the minute we got onto the Lewis, I saw a group of people together. There was about six of them together, and they spread out inside in the car. And the next thing, this one of them was frisking my from behind, touching my see if I had. And the same experience happened to me in Barcelona, and I've never gone back to Barcelona ever since. And I recognised what was going on, and I just shouted at them, I said, get your effing hands off of me, because they were frisking my wife as well.
And so, what were they doing, Jimmy? Just to describe that, explain that.
Oh, they were literally grabbing, basically. Grabbing people, and one of them grabbed hold of my back pocket, basically. And it was like, you see, when the Lewis is moving, it's like people that are standing are kind of shunted around us and go, oh, sorry, sorry. And I knew what was going on.
Anyone else might have thought of someone nearly banging into you, or their hand just,
Yes, that type of thing. So I was having none of it, and I shouted, get your effing hands off of me. And I called my, I said, stand over here, Mary, they're pickpockets. And I know where you're from. I said, get off of this effing Lewis. Do you know what I mean? And a whole lot of people then turned on them, and the minute the Lewis stopped, they all ran together. And I know their ethnic background. I'm not going to mention it, but everybody that's listening to the radio will know who these people are and where they've come from. They're European, and everybody knows who they are. I won't mention, but the police will do nothing about it. Dublin has become really and truly unsafe. Dublin is the same as Barcelona. It's a European city, but it's totally, totally unsafe. And I will not be going to Dublin ever again. For nothing.
It was that bad, Jimmy, the experience.
Yeah, it's that bad, yeah. I couldn't believe it when I went to Dublin. It was filthy, it was dirty, and I thought, oh my God, what's that happening to our city? It was filthy, and the smell of the wacky tobacco was everywhere. I couldn't believe it, because I worked in the bar in the 1980s, and people used to roll joints and go into the toilets and smoke them in the toilets, and the managers say, watch these people now smoking those Colombian woodbines. Make sure and get them out of the pub. They're not supposed to be in here. It was pervasive everywhere. And I saw people dealing drugs up there. It was unbelievable.
And when were you last here? When were you last in Dublin, Jimmy, just to roughly? Before that
was way before COVID, about 3 or 4 years
right,
before.
Right, so it's been a couple of years since you were here. A
couple of years. Yeah. We went to a concert. We went to see Bruce Springsteen up there.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd been up there to see Leonard Cohen. And it was absolutely fantastic. But whatever's happened to Dublin, after COVID, Dublin has become a hellhole, basically. I will not go near it. I wouldn't go near it. It's an appalling place altogether. And the politicians will gloss over it and say, oh, diversity is our strongest point. Walk down O'Connell Street on any given day, and you'll see them openly selling drugs. It's unbelievable. And the boardwalk, the politicians have come on, oh, we've done this to the boardwalk, we've cleared, they haven't, they're right. They'll put roses out there when the politicians come down to look at it. They'll have it all nice and clean and everything. There'll be no drug dealing going on there, and the politicians back are turned, and straight away they're back into it. It's unbelievable. Diversity is our strongest point. I don't think so.
Yeah. I can't question your experience, and if that's what you experienced, Jimmy, that's what you experienced. But you know, look, sure, it can be anyone from any ethnic background, or you know, from Dublin or anywhere in Ireland. People will ring in with, you know, talking about incidents and seeing things they've seen, and it could be anyone from any makeup is involved in it. But in your incident that you're talking about, you could feel people. You thought it was an attempt to pickpocket you and your wife. And only for you knew that you were able to move away on the Lewis. And like that's frightening. I mean, no question about that. I'm sure you must have been terribly intimidated.
You see, it's so blatant because, you see, there is no repercussions. Children are taught at home, if you don't do it, there's repercussions, there's consequences if you don't do it. But that consequences are now gone in society. There are no consequences. If somebody is stabbed to death, the person will probably be sent to prison and they'll be in the lap of luxury inside in prison. No consequences. There's no such thing as hard labour anymore. It's everything softy, softy. And 3 years later, they're on probation and they're out again. And it's like there's no consequences at all. And even society's gone that way. Mamby-pambying the whole lot of them. Do you know what I mean? If you break the law, you suffer the consequences. To jail, and it's hard labour. Mine is softy, softy touch. I'm gone totally, totally right wing.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. But look, your views. Well, you wouldn't be on your own, Jimmy. You know, you're definitely not on your own. And like you know, when you experience something like that, and you know, on the Lewis, and I'm sure you and your wife were were, as you say, you were pretty intimidated and frightened by that. And, you know, I can understand people are terribly annoyed and antagonised that that kind of thing is able to happen, and probably unfortunate, because to be fair, I mean, you regularly see the Lewis security guards. I mean, I often see them there and on the Lewis and on the platform, and they're great. Like, I think even the presence of them is brilliant. They can't be in every carriage and, you know, an everyday trip or every trip or route, but it is great to see them. You were in Dublin for a few days, Jimmy, you were?
I was in Dublin for just one day. We got the train up, because you see, I'm in my 60s now, and I got the free pass last year.
Right, said, you're making use of it.
I said to my wife, let's make use of it. Yeah. We bring our 14-year-old daughter with us. I'm 68, okay? And I was absolutely delighted to be able to use this pass that I've worked for all my life. I'm working since I was 14, and I got the bus pass when I was 60. They call it the bus pass. I got this pass when I was 66. And I used it a couple of times on the buses, but I said, I want to get the train to Dublin just to get it for free. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is the experience. This is the experience you have. So you're not going to come back.
No, I'm not. And I got on the Lewis for free as well, and I won't be going back there. It's just unfortunate. And until we have a police force that's not... No, I have a daughter that's in the police, okay? And she's restricted as well. They sent them off on all of these old diversity and inclusion courses, and it's absolutely crazy altogether. They should be out there policing and doing what police do. If you see somebody, they cannot even chase a robbed car. They have to get permission from the superintendent. There's a robbery going on here. We're after seeing them robbing the stuff, and we need now permission from the superintendent to chase after them.
Depends, yeah, okay, who's driving the car. Jimmy, listen, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Jerry's on the line. Jerry, good afternoon. What was your experience?
Well, the experience is, like, I mean, we need more Gardaí on the beat. I mean, I was in Paris 20 years ago. And I couldn't help notice there was six guards, six policemen this corner, six policemen that corner, six policemen going around this corner. They were everywhere, and they're going around the vans. And you step out of line, you were just automatically handcuffed or whatever, and into the back of the van, and you were gone. I know, look, we need more guards, and they can't be everywhere, and they're doing their hands are tied, because, you know, we need, definitely need more guards, especially when there's big events on, like, this weekend, like, you know what I mean? And the guards can't be everywhere. I mean, I know that a sad incident happened in Temple Bar, that happened midweek. I mean, most of these things happen. They could happen midweek, you could happen in Georgia Street,
any,
could happen
any day of the week.
Anywhere, but we need more deterrents, we need more guards, and and, you know, give the guards a pay rise, give them what they want. They're doing a hard job, like, you know what I mean? When special events on the weekend, you know what, take over hotels just for guards, let them come up, let them stay overnight, and give them a few quid, give them a bit of overtime. Like, I mean, the people in Timber Bar are making plenty of money hand over fist. Let them contribute towards the guards' few bob if they want to work overtime. You know what I mean? That's it. Let them pay for it. You know what I mean? They're making enough money out of it.
Yeah,
you
want to see more guards out and about in the streets. What about you, Geraldine? Do you feel safe in Dublin City Centre?
Well, again, it depends on where you go, who's there, what the atmosphere is. There's a lot of variables that goes on. You could go up a Collins Street and feel quite safe. Go up the next day and you may not feel safe. Like, I've been to several countries, like, in my time. I remember my first visit to Prague, and I going out to just have a look around where the hotel where I was staying in, and my instinct was telling me, this place isn't safe, go back, and I did. I can't tell you why, but I just got that sense I wasn't in a safe area. Again, I think what needs to happen is our legislators need to stop all the bullshit that they go on with about bringing in motions of no confidence. Instead of looking at what's gone wrong in our cities, what's gone wrong with our security, what's gone wrong with protecting people and making them safe, making the place safe, how can we correct it? Because these things happen. You know, and stop the naming and shaming and blaming. Let's sit down, as they do in other countries, particularly in Canada. They have resolution committees. Even the name tells you this: we are here to solve a problem. There is a problem. You can't go back and undo history. And I'd like to say, I hope that tourist that was attacked is recovering, and that he will be okay. And I'm very sorry that it happened to him. But we need to make sure now this doesn't happen again, and that we're putting in, we're looking at what preceded it, what could have been done to stop it, and what we now need to do to protect people, including our tourists, who come to this country. And stop all this procrastination, because that's what's going on. Procrastination gets you nowhere. We need to look, this is the problem, how do we solve it? And what needs to be done? And what's going on in the airways should be going on in the Dáil. That's where the place is. They're the legislators. And when I say legislators, I mean opposition. Every TD in that Dáil is a legislator. And go and legislate. Because without legislation, nothing will happen.
Okay. No, look, it's a fair point. You think things are just moving too slowly. Marie makes the point. She lived in Dublin for 7 years. She loved it. I went up for a weekend recently to meet friends. Everything Jimmy has said today is 100% correct. Constantly been scoped out by young lads. I was followed from an ATM by two teenagers and just felt really on guard all of the time. If told friends, any meetups are anywhere now but Dublin City Centre from now on. It's not enjoyable. The fun vibe is totally gone, says Anne-Marie. Another listener tells me, I grew up in Dublin. I felt safe as a teenager going into the capital city. I've since moved to County Louth and I avoid Dublin completely. If we need to go, we go to Belfast. It's a nicer city and I feel much safer there. We were in Valencia in May. We were able to walk around the town at night. In fact, there was a great energy and vibrance. Dublin has lost its charm and there's not a hope I'd walk through the city centre at night time. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Carl, Jerry, Jimmy and Geraldine. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.